Good morning. My name is Richard Meyer. I'm with the American Gas Association, as previously introduced. We are located in Washington, D.C. We are the trade association, trade group. We represent investor-owned natural gas utilities, as well as some municipal gas utilities across the country. So we, you know, we're at the end of the line. We're the part of the natural gas industry that owns and operates the pipes that serves residential, commercial, industrial, and some power generation load. So this is the gas that you're using to cook your eggs on Saturday morning. That's the part of the sector that we represent. And so as we think through this question of how do we address these climate change questions, how do we formulate smart and thoughtful policies to drive towards emissions reductions, and what is the role of natural gas in terms of meeting our collective and shared emissions reduction goals? So I want to start with just some level setting here. My role at AGA, I head up our analysis shop, so I do a lot of the economics, supply, demand, market fundamentals work. So you're going to see some charts along those lines just as a baseline for what we're talking about as we think through how natural gas is used across the country and how it contributes to emissions so we have a starting point for thinking through what is the next step. How do we think about emissions reductions from that starting point? First, a recognition today, no surprise in this neck of the woods, natural gas production is setting all-time record levels. 2018 was a record year for natural gas production in this in the United States. 2019, we're already running about 6% ahead year-to-date of last year's levels. We are going to set new records again this year. It's not just production, folks. We're using more natural gas, and it's not just exports going out of Sabine Pass and these other LNG terminals here on the Gulf Coast. It's domestic use as well, natural gas use increasingly for power generation, but as also gas use in homes and in businesses, the direct use of natural gas in a variety of applications. As we see this tremendous growth in supply, and a future supply base that's the largest ever assessed. We just released, working with a group called the Potential Gas Committee a couple weeks ago, released a report that showed the future gas supplies in the United States are as large as they've ever been, and a 20% increase in terms of future gas supply potential just from 2 years ago. The technology is improving to produce, transport, and use natural gas, and it's improving every year. As a result, we have low natural gas prices, low and stable gas prices. So there's a real value to customers here that we need to recognize. You know, and so in any climate change discussion, issue around energy resilience and reliability, customer affordability, we recognize that natural gas is affordable, it is clean, reliable, resilient, and it is abundant. Let me talk about what's happened over the past 40 years or so. Today in this country, In 1970, since 1970, we have added roughly 31 million new natural gas households to our collective nationwide natural gas distribution system. Looking across all customer classes, that's about one customer per minute on average over that time. So we're adding one customer to the gas system every minute here in this country. However, in the residential sector, U.S. households, there's been no growth in carbon dioxide emissions from residential natural gas users. And the reason is, even though we're adding more customers, every year those customers are more and more efficient with how they use gas, so tighter building envelopes, better appliances, and so forth, energy efficiency programming. So the average residential natural gas customer in this country, their CO2 footprint has been cut in half since 1970. And this is despite the fact that homes are, 30, 40% larger over that time. I forget the statistic. But homes are bigger. CO2 emissions from those natural gas customers have shrunk in absolute terms. Let's look at methane, also an important greenhouse gas. Natural gas distribution systems have really a tremendous story to tell in terms of their progress in reducing methane emissions. U.S. natural gas utility systems collectively have reduced methane 73% since 1990. We've added 20 million more customers over that period, 760,000 miles more of natural gas distribution pipeline have been installed over that time. So the footprint of the system is bigger, it's serving more customers, and the methane emissions footprint of that system is down 73%. It's a tremendous story and progress that we need to recognize as we think through future policies related to emissions reductions. One more kind of level-setting slide here. Across the country, how many users of natural gas? About 70 million homes and businesses connect to the gas system. Of that, almost 60 million natural households use natural gas as their primary for their primary space heat. That depends where you are in the country. There's a larger share up north because it's colder than there would be down here. But collectively across the country, about 60 million. Take all residential uses of natural gas. So that's space heating, water heating, cooking, clothes drying. All that natural gas used in the residential sector, to focus on that for a second, accounts for only 4% of total U.S. greenhouse gas emissions every year. So that's every year about 250 million metric tons of CO2, that includes a share of methane, by the way, that's released from residential natural gas usage. To put that into context, that's roughly equivalent to 2 weeks of Chinese coal emissions. I'm not saying this isn't an important piece, and I'm not saying that there shouldn't be contributions to emissions reductions from these sectors, but it is important to keep these kind of scales in context.